As tandas.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga mkhosi ukuba nawe. Siphume kulonyaka omdala singene kulonyaka omusha.
Thank you, Lord, that we can exit from the old year and enter into the new year together with you.
Yiba nathi, Nkosi.
Be with us, Lord.
Umoyo ngcwele asebenze asholele kuwe sibone okumangalisayo ezweni lakho.
May your Holy Spirit be with us and lead us to you that we might see marvelous things about you from your word.
Sebenza umangaliso Nkosi likhazimulise igama lakho elingcwele.
Work in a wonderful way, Lord, and glorify your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ke ngithanda ukufunda izwi lalonyaka omusha.
Today I'd like to read the word for this new year.
Ebusuku sakufunda ngokuphetha konyaka, namhlanje ngokuqala unyaka.
Last night we read a word to conclude the past year, and this morning it is to introduce the new year.
Kokukaluka isahluko sesibili ivesi lamashumi amabili nanye.
Luke chapter 2 and from verse 21.
Wathi seziphelile izinsuku ezishiyakalumbili zokuba umntwana asokwe. Igama lakhe lathiwa uJesu, elaliqanjiwe ingelosi, engakathathwa esweni.
On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
Ngalolo suku ke lwangesonto sikhumbula ukusokwa lukaJesu. Ngoba ngosuku luka 80 umntwana wasokwa.
On this day we remember the circumcision of Jesus, because on the eighth day he was circumcised.
Kwathi seziphelile izinsuku ezishiyakalombili zokuba umntwana asokwe.
On the eighth day it was time to circumcise him.
Igama lakhe lathiwa uJesu.
His name, or he was named Jesus.
Elaliqanjwe ingelosi, engakafiki uJesu eswini esizalweni sikaMaria.
That was the name the angel had given him even before he had been conceived.
Kuthiwa igama lakhe lizoba uJesu. Igama lakhe lizoba uJoshua. UJoshua, uJesu.
It was said that he would be called Jesus or Joshua, which is Hebrew for Jesus.
Lelo gama bekuyigama elijwayelekileyo. Baningi abantu abebizwa ngokuthi Jesu noma Joshua.
That was a very common name. Many people had the name Jesus or Joshua.
Manje njengokuba izelwe nguMaria indodakazi kaAbrahama nekaDavid.
And as he was born of Mary, the daughter of Abraham and also of David,
wapiwa igama elifana namagama amaningi kwaIsrayeli, Joshua.
He was given a name which was very common in Israel at that time, Jesus.
okhaza ukuthi wafika waba umuntu njengabantu.
Which means that he became a human being like other human beings.
Futhi kwabasekhaliya Galatia 4 verse 4 kuthwa weza waba umuntu ophansi komthetho njengokuba nathi siphansi komthetho.
And according to Galatians 4 verse 4 it says that he also came and submitted himself under the law as we are under the law.
UJesu waba inyama wakhiwa ngenyama kaMaria.
Jesus became flesh of the flesh, same flesh as that of Mary.
Obe indodakazi kaAbrahama ngokomoya. Okhaza ukuthi ube phansi komthetho.
Who was the daughter of Abram, spiritually speaking, which means that he was beneath the law.
Inyama yake yafana nenyama yetu.
Or under the law, his flesh was like that of ours.
Kodwa ayukuthi fane nje.
But not just that it was the same.
Or like our flesh. Kodwa yayifana nenyama yesono.
But it was like the flesh of sin.
Ngosuku luka 8.
On the eighth day, he was circumcised.
Ukusoka bekumfanekiso wokuthi kususwa umzimba wesono kumuntu.
Circumcision was symbolical of the removal of sinful flesh from man.
Ngokusoka bekuchaza ukuthi kususwe umzimba omdala wesono. Upfebe, ungcola izinkanuko zenyama, ulaka, amaqhubu, ukuthukuthela, kususwe kumuntu.
Circumcision was symbolical that the old man of flesh, of sin, was removed. Lust of the flesh, anger, lies, all those kinds of things.
Abakwangubane banophawu lwabo, abaningi no abantsundu banophawu omunye usikwa la ebusweni, omunye nqunywe ngapha njengabakwangubane. Bathi hayi, uma ungasikwanga la ngeke uhlaniphe kahle.
Now different tribes and families have got their marks. For example, the Ngubane tribe, they've got a mark that the little finger or part of it is cut off. And they say, if you don't have that mark, then you won't be intelligent, won't go well. And they take it and they throw it into cattle dung there in the
crumb.
And then the spirits, they say, of the ancestors come and they take it because afterwards if they look for it, they don't find it anymore.
Bekuyinto ehlangene nemoya emibi namandla obumnyama amademoni.
Something that has to do with evil spirits, with the dark demonic forces.
Kodwa la ikholweni la kuNkulunkulu bekuchaza ukuthi umuntu umzimba wesono uyasuswa konke ukungcola kuyasuswa kumuntu bekumfanekiso waleyo.
But here in the Bible, circumcision was symbolical of this, that the body of flesh was removed, all that which was sinful and dirty.
ubheke kuJesu nezinsuku ezu-8 usengena njengomuntu oyisoni esesihlanganisa nathi phansi komthetho ngoba umthetho wathi ngosuku luka-8 uyosokwa.
And here Jesus on the eighth day submitted himself to the law like a sinful people because of circumcision. Circumcision was a painful procedure. Where the foreskin was cut off with a knife of flint.
Ngokuza kwakhe emhlabeni eno 8 izinsuku wasehlupheka sokuqala ukophigazi lakhe.
So Jesus, as he came to earth already on the eighth day, started with his suffering where his blood was shed.
Ngenxa yezono zakho,
because of your sin,
laqala ukophigazi lakhe eyingane encane no 8 years. Days.
His blood started flowing at the age of 8 days old.
Ngalokho evuma ukuthi ngistrange kuNkulunkulu. Ngingumuntu wesoni, oyisoni, ehlanganisa nathi, esukene noNkulunkulu esingama strange ezulwini.
By that identifying himself with us, we were strangers to God, and by that also confessing that he himself is a stranger to God. It was a painful thing for Jesus to come and to submit himself to the law, to be under the law, identifying himself with those sinful men. Becoming our brother, he who is the holiest of holy. We'll still hear more of that, but Jesus came. He who had created everything. Everything was created through him, by him, and unto him. And he came and he identified himself with us. And his flesh was not only like our flesh, but it was like unto sinful flesh.
Omunye wathi umfundisi, mina igazi lami liningi kakhulu, yikho ngingakwazi ukuhlukana nabesifazane. Kumelwe ukuthi ngikwenze. Akukho okunye engingakwenza. Omunye wesifazane athi angikwazi ukuhlukana namadoda.
One man said to me, Pastor, my blood is just too hot. I just cannot overcome the sin of lust. That's just part of me because my blood is so hot. And you get women as well that say they can't part from men.
Omunye uma engathola owesifazane usebenzisa isandla noma asebenzise ezinye izinto kuze kutholakale nabesifazane bathole izinto abawona ngazo. Ungabe yisilima ke wena ngokuzwa lento usuyayifuna into enjalo. Uqalekisiwe kenxa yalamasela ayintshontsha izinto la ebusuku.
And some men, if they can't get hold of women, they use their own hands to satisfy their lusts. And you get women even that use certain devices. Don't be a fool now, and because you've heard of that, go and look for something like that. You'll be cursed just like those thieves that have broken into the rendezvous.
Ngobulaka lukaNkulunkulu uzoba phezu kwakho, uzokwehlelwa yilona,
the wrath of God will come down upon you if that is the case.
Ngoba banye uma besenkonzweni bezwe izinto sebeyaphuma sebefuna kona lokho sizwile ngalabo asebusuku okufanele ukuthi bakwenza bakwenzi kodwa okufanele ukuthi bangakwenzi ikona bakwenzayo okunguphawu ukuthi bayizoni bangabaka Satan.
And you get such people that when they're in a service and they hear being preached about certain sins, they go out and those are the very things that they chase after. We heard about it last night, where you get that, where a person is in the service and that which they should do, they don't do. That which they shouldn't do, that is what they want to do. That's a sign that they belong to Satan.
UJesu kuzavume nezinsuku ezu-8 ukuthi asokwe. Wavuma ukuthi nginecala lezono zabantu. Izono zabantu. Icala lami.
That Jesus submitted to this procedure of circumcision on the eighth day. He confessed. He said, I am guilty of the sin of mankind. I take it upon myself.
Ijulile le ndaba yokusokwa luka Jesu. Hayi ukuthi avele sokwe nje finish. Ngalokho wayesho phambi kwezulu nomhlaba ukuthi ngingumoni mina engingasazi isono. Mina ngihlanganisa nabantu bonke ababi. Ehlanganisa ngisho nalamasela ayifika ebusuku.
Profound is the implication of the circumcision of the Lord Jesus. He wasn't just circumcised and then it was over. No, he identified himself with sinful man. He said, I am sin and I am sinful, even though he knew no sin. He even identified with those thieves that broke into the rondavels. He who was without sin, without blemish, said, God, I take this sin upon myself. I am guilty of the sin of mankind. We excuse ourselves. We always look for a way out. Even if we have done something, we say, no, it wasn't me.
Notatewabo bebeme endleleni yakhamuka imoto uma idlula umfana wayesithi ethithi sono isonto le moto.
A little boy and his sister were standing next to the road and a car drove past and then the boy stretched out his hand and he touched the wheel of the car.
Ite ingozi leyo u driver wayesema wayeseqondo umfana.
That's a very dangerous thing to do. And so the driver stopped the vehicle, climbed out, he went to this boy, he wanted to give him some advice, and maybe even give him some reprimand or rebuke, chastisement, because it's very dangerous just to stretch out your hand.
He said,
my boy, what are you doing?
No,
he said, it's not me. Immediately, his response was, no, it wasn't me. It was she that did that, pointing to his sister. You see, that's what the old man, the old Adam, is like. He always excuses himself and blames somebody else. He takes that sin and he blames somebody else for that. But great is this matter of Jesus, because he takes our sin and he places it upon himself.
Angithi niyayazi indaba yabafana ababili izelamani.
You know the story of those two boys They were brothers.
One
was a believer, the other one not. One would constantly, whenever he'd get the opportunity, take his Bible and read it. He would never be lonely or bored.
Ayi kuluma ngobungcwele ngithi ngcwelise Nkosi ngingcwelise ngihleli nakho ngibusiseka.
That reminds me of when I was still a child. Whenever my parents and my brothers and sister would go somewhere and I'd stay alone at home, I would be happy. I would then take my Bible, my hymn book, and I'd read from the Bible, I'd sing hymns. And it was a wonderful time for me. I cannot understand those who say they are lonely or they are bored. That just doesn't come into my mind, because with me, that was a wonderful time with the Lord Jesus. I would be blessed. And even if they would come back home with me already having gone to bed, I would go to bed having been blessed. I had my nice times with the Lord.
I
had a bosom friend. We then had to part because we went to different schools. And then he would come back after I met with the Lord Jesus and tell me about girls. And they would say with how many girls they slept and how it went. And to me, I just didn't want to have anything to do with that. And our ways parted until today. I'm a believer, and he also says he's a believer, but our ways are far apart as the East is from the West.
And what they experienced. Ngikhumbula izwi lenkosi lithi encwadini kwaseThesalonika ukuthi ngiyaniyala nginika lo mthetho ukuthi ningahlangani nabantu abahlubukile. Ninga vakashelani, ninga zwani, nabantu abashiyile. Nyawazi lo myalo. Kuyangithitha uma ngibona abantu babathi bangabazalwane. Behamba bevakashela abantu abahlubukile. Umyalo kaNkulunkulu awuvumeli uwona izono lezo sadinga ukuyivuma. UNkulunkulu kavuma ukuthi uvakashele umuntu osihlubukile.
I'm reminded of the Lord's word.
Funda incwadi yokugcina kwabaseThesalonika. Kuthwa leyo commandment. Kodwa khona abanye abazalwane bathanda kabi ukuvakashelana nokuzwana nabantu abasihlubukile phambana noNkulunkulu.
In the book of Thessalonians it says I give you a commandment that you have got nothing to do with those who have forsaken us, who have turned their backs on the Lord and the gospel. But we have got people in our midst, I don't understand why, whether they don't follow God's word. They go and they like to visit those who have forsaken us. Those are sins that you still need to confess.
UJesu ke weza eseyingane wayesengena kulokho.
Jesus, even as a small
child,
submitted himself to the law, and he carried our sin even from that young age because of you being a sinner. And his blood was shed. He who knew no sin, took our sin upon himself. And then the Lord's word says, in Colossians chapter 1, from verse 16,
ngokusoka wasusa inyama yesono kithina umzimba wesono.
It says that
ngokusoka wasusa inyama yesono kithina.
Through being circumcised, he removed the sinful flesh from us.
The sinful body. By his circumcision, he dealt with a sinful body in our lives.
Ngokusokwa wasebenza lo mzimba wesono kithina.
Abaningi bayahluleka ukukholwa ngenxa yenkanuko yenyama.
Many fail in their faith because of the lust of the flesh.
Bangena ebufebeni.
They enter into adultery. Immorality.
Kodwa uJesu wasokwa kuleyo ndawo. Kuyo leyo ndawo. Yazi ngaze ngangabaza ngabanye abantu. Ngithi awu kodwa Nkosi, laba bantu bazokwazi ukuhlukaniswa nenyama enenkanuko yenyama nobufebe. Ngoba ngisho ingane zesikole bhalelana incwadi zino boyfriend abesilisa. Ngithawu Nkosi, kusho ukuthi bonke labo badalelwe isihogo ngoba bayehluleka ukuhlukana nenyama. Kodwa uJesu wasokwe enyameni ukuthi asuse isono lapho, akhulule umuntu, amkhumule umzimba wesono, amkhumule njengokuba ukhumula ingubo uyibeke phansi.
But Jesus was circumcised in that very place that has to do with that sin. But sometimes I wonder and I say, Lord, is it really possible for certain people to part from that kind of sin, from the lust of the flesh? Because you even find school children writing love letters to one another. But that is the very place where Jesus was circumcised, where that sinful flesh was removed.
Abanye bathi hayi, isex iyangihlula, isex iyangihlula. How? Noma sungumzalwane ikwehlula inyama. Ingani uJesu wasokwa enyameni yakhe lapho waqala khona wasusa isono? Kusho ukuthi ukusoka kukaJesu akusho lutho kuwe, akukasebenzi kuwe, awukakhululeki enkanukweni zenyama. Kusho ukuthi awukaqondi ukuthi ukusoka kukaJesu kuchazani.
Some people say, I just cannot overcome sexual sin. It always gets the better of me. But that is the very place where Jesus started with circumcision. So doesn't his circumcision mean anything to you?
Manje ke inkanuko zenyama ke akusikho nje uqondene ne-6 ne-6 ulaka ukasuka amaqhubu inkani konke lokho kuyinkanuko yenyama.
Now carnal lusts don't only pertain to sexual lust, it also pertains to anger, to grudges, to stubbornness, all of such carnal sins.
UJesu kuze asokwe wasokelwe kona lokho ukuthi umzimba wesono okuwe ususwe.
And that is why Jesus was circumcised, that the body of sin might be removed from you.
Encwadini Roma 7 verse 24.
In Romans 7 verse 24.
Kuthi wo mina muntu osizi. Ngubani oyakungikhulula kulo mzimba wokufa na?
Says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
Besaqhubeka athi makabongwe uNkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu.
And then he proceeds, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ngesikhathi sasendulo ndulwini bebeqonda ukuthi umzimba wesono uyini.
Of old, people understood what this body of sin meant.
Nokuthi umuntu akhala athi mina muntu osizi, ubani oyongikhulula kulo mzimba wokufa na?
And if somebody would cry out and say, oh, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
Namhlanje uma umuntu ebulala omunye umuntu ufakwe ejele namhlanje kusasa useyaphuma.
Today if somebody has murdered somebody, they're imprisoned and very soon they set free again.
Kodwa endulo bekungenjalo.
But of old it wasn't like that.
Kuthi ngesikhathi samabhunu umuntu awayenqunywa yintambo.
And during the time of the Afrikaner government, we still had capital punishment.
Abanye bathi ungasiza kabi uma ngabuya intambo.
Some say
abaningi abasihluphayo bangaba phansi emhlabathini.
Some say it would be very good if that law would come back again, and many of those who are troubling us will be 6 feet under the ground. The Bible says, he who sheds blood, his blood should also be shed. He who kills should also be killed.
Ayike bekukhona isikhathi lapho umuntu uma esebulele omunye abantu.
And there was that time where if somebody had murdered somebody else, they would be caught, arrested.
Bese angayiswa ejele.
And then would not be taken to jail.
Angayiswa entanjeni.
Would not be taken to be hanged.
Kuzothathwa lesi sidumbu lomzimba ubulele.
But the body of that person whom you had killed will be taken and tied to you.
Sithathe uma sitholakala sesinuka besithathwa kanjalo siboshelwe kuyo.
And that body with the stench of death would be tied to your body.
Aboshelwe kuwe. Suswe lezi ngubo, boshelwe, bese nisongweke, nibe ndawonye.
That body will be tied to you so that you become like one body.
Bese ke umlenze wakho emlenzeni wakhe.
And your legs, it will be one leg will be tied, that body's leg will be tied.
Ingalo, engalweni, nali, nalo umlenze. Ubuso ebusweni amehlo akhe abhekane nawakho umlomo nawakho aboshelwe kuwe kanje bese ke ninamatheliswe ngeplaster ngengubo ngebandage nibe into eyodwa uma uhamba ke usuzohamba naye umlenze wonomlenze wakhe umlenze wakhe uyahamba esitaladini ula kuwe.
Arm to arm, face to face, and you had to then walk along with this body and drag it along with your body.
Ayiwe khumbula ke lo muntu obolayo qashimpethu.
And then the maggots would start hatching in this dead corpse.
Ziphume ekhaleni, zingene kuwe ekhaleni. ukuthi uyavala umlomo phela uma sekugcwele impethu la udinga uphefumo sengena laqashe kuwe zingene kuwe ngoba phela ziyamuhla lo muntu ziyamuhla manje ke zobuye zilambe uma sekusela amathambo amhlophe sekufanele ukuthi zingene zidle inyama yakho zidle wena.
These maggots would start hatching in this corpse, and then eventually they'd crawl onto you. Even if you breathe, they'd go into your mouth and they'd start eating you while you're alive. And when they don't have enough food left on their white bones anymore, they'll come to you for more food.
Uyanuka lo muntu isidumbu siyanuka noma umthanda kangakanani lo muntu awukwazi ukuhlala naye isigcino zokumba umgodi umncwabe uyanuka manje ulakuwe usuzobulawa leliphunga usuzobulawa lezimpethu umuntu ahambeke esitalatini athi wo mina umuntu osiza ubano yakungikhulula kulomzimba wakufa na.
No matter how much you love a person, but if they've died, you don't live with them. You bury them. That stench, you cannot live with it. And now with this body even tied to you, you go around with a stench. These maggots, they crawl on you, they eat you, and you cry out, oh, woe to me, what a wretched man I am.
Woe, mina muntu osizi, ubani uyakungikhulula kulo mzimba wokufa na. Kuchaza lokho.
And that is what it means here. When Paul writes, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
Iwo lo okudlayo izono ezikuwe umfanekiso wezono usuzobulawa lo muntu okufa lo mzimba okufa.
This wretched, or this body of death which is busy devouring you and finishing you off, that is the body of sin that is tied to you.
Kusho ukuthi ngokusoka kuka Jesu wasebenza lo mzimba wokufa.
And Jesus, through his circumcision, he dealt with that body of sin.
Ngokwase Colossians 2. Ngathi Colossians 1. Awu, ngathi Colossians 1 verse 16. Beku wrong lokho. Colossians 2 verse 11. Kuthwa, enaso sokela kuye. Futhi ngokusoka okungenziwanga ngezandla ngokukhumula womzimba wenyama ngokusoka kukaKristu.
I said earlier on it was Colossians 1 verse 16. That was a mistake. It was Colossians 2 verse 11 where it says, in him you are also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. Not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
Niyabonake isimanga ngokusokwa kuka Jesu kwasokwa isono kithina uNkulunkulu wasebenza hayi ngokusoka ngenyama ngesandla kodwa ukusokwa okungenazandla uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe angene kuwe akusoke aqede akhulule kulomuntu wesono. Awulimnandi ivangeli akukho okufana nevangeli ukusundiswa esonweni kuyinto eyisimanga.
In him we too were circumcised, not with a circumcision done by men with hands, but God himself came through that Jesus Christ was circumcised, and he worked in us that sinful body and nature was done away with.
Have you been circumcised with the circumcision without hands? God came down from heaven and circumcised you, cut away the body of sin in your life, or are you still living with it?
When osuwa sogwa na, uNkulunkulu sewehla kuwe, wakusoka hayi ngokusoka kwezandla kodwa asebenza qobo lwakhe kuwe asuse lomzimba lenyama yesono noma usaphila esonweni na.
If that hasn't happened to you, May God grant that the 1st of January, this circumcision without hands will happen in your life. That God will do it through Jesus Christ, through his circumcision, that you will be circumcised from the body of sin in your life.
Uma kungakwenzeki kuwe lokho, uNkulunkulu makaphi ukuthi namhlanje umhlaka 1 kaJanuwari kwenzeke lokho kusoko kwenzeka ngaphandle kwezandla, uNkulunkulu asusi sono
kuwe. You're free of sexual sin. You needn't have thoughts all the time of getting married, getting married, getting married. Young and old that are slaves of the flesh, you needn't. You're free.
Lapho ukhululeke esonweni senkanuko, lapho kungadingekile ukuthi njalo ucabange noma umdala noma umusha ukuthi ngizoshada nobani, ngizoshada nobani, kodwa lapho ukhululeke kuleso sono.
I don't tell people to get married or not to get married.
Angibatshela abantu ukuthi kumele bashade noma bangashadi.
But these days I said we very much like the Roman Catholic Church.
Kodwa kulezi nsuku ngasho ukuthi sifana nama Roma ngendlela thize.
Many of our young men like to be priests.
Ngoba izinsizwa zethu eziningi zithanda ukuba ngaba priests.
You know, Roman Catholics, the priests don't get married.
Angithi niyazi ukuthi kwama Romani ama priests awashadi.
And our dear sisters are nuns. I've got nothing against it. The Bible says to be unmarried is better than to be married.
Nezintombi kanjalo zingashadi kodwa angimelene nalokho ngoba iBhayibheli ithi ungashadi kungcono kunokushada.
Unless you get a man on whose head you can sit and rest with peace. But if you get another one, it will make you think if you've got to bow.
Ngaphandle kokuba uthole indoda ongamhlala ekhanda uphumule ekhanda lakhe, kodwa uma uthole enye indoda kumele ukuba umthobele ukuze ube neminye imicabango.
Like the one woman she called her husband Meilameki.
Njengomunye umama bembiza ukuthi ubaba wakhe iwudlana lami.
And he called her my crocodile.
Yena ke wambiza ukuthi ingwenya yami.
Of course you get those people.
Vezu yabathola abantu kanjalo.
Many women are like that.
Abesifazana abaningi banjalo.
But if it should happen that one out of a thousand you get married to a man, then you may think, oh, it's better not to be married.
Kodwa uma uthola umuntu oyindoda ngempela, mhlawumbe uzocabanga ukuthi hayi bekuba ngcono ukuthi angishadanga.
If God wants you to be a Catholic priest, then be a priest. But bring, as we heard last night, the fruit of a true priest of God.
Uma ngabe uyizwele ukuthi kumele kuba ube ngumpriest womakatolika, yiba ke ngumpriest. Kodwa njengoba sizwile kusihlwa, veza izithelo zalokho uzoba ngumpriest.
But if you can't get along without a woman or without a man, then go to your spiritual leader and say he should pray with you that you get a husband or that you get a man.
Kodwa uma uhluleka ukuphila ngaphandle kwendoda noma ngaphandle kwesifazane, hamba ke kulowo umholi wakho ukomboya bese kumcela ukuthi akhuleke nawe kuba uNkulunkulu akuphi indoda noma inkosikazi.
If that doesn't help, maybe it can be announced in the service that so and so is in dire need. Let's all pray for her or for him.
Uma kungasizi ke leso sicelo somkhuleko, mhlambe kungaveze kuvezwe la enkonzweni kumenyezela ukuthi usibanibani masimkhulekele ngoba udinga indoda noma udinga inkosikazi.
Ukuba ungoni,
so that you don't say
uma ungene ngcoleni ngenxa awunayo ipartner, maye kuwe.
Or enter into defilement just because you don't have a partner. Woe to you.
Kodwa abavuthe moyeni abamphilele uNkulunkulu emini nasebusuku.
But those who are on fire for God, let them live for God and serve Him day and night.
Kodwa iqiniso yilo leli lokuthi uJesu wasokwa ukuthi ngokusokwa kwakhe kususwe umzimba wenyama kithina.
But the truth is this, that Jesus was circumcised so that through His circumcision the sinful nature might be removed from us.
Kukhunyulwe ingubo yesono kithina.
That this garment of sin might be done away with from us.
Benkala indaba yaleyo nsizwa lezo zelamani omunye ubekholwa omunye ubengakholwa.
I started the story of the two brothers where the one was a believer and the other one not.
Ubemnenga njalo ethi mfowethu ukholwa, mfowethu ukholwa, mfowethu ukholwa, kube ngathi uyamhlupha nje.
And his brother would be at him all the time and say, my brother, why don't you become a Christian? Become a believer. To him, to the other, it was just as if he was troubling him. He would go out with other hoodlums, be together with them, be with the girls on the streets, busy with sin and in the world. Going around with weapons.
And
one day he went out drinking and he had his dagger with him. And while they were busy drinking, he got into a fight with somebody. He took out his knife and he stabbed him.
Lapha emhlabeni sifubeni kube ngathi uvula impompi igazi laphuma latheleka phezu kwakhe.
And as he stabbed him in his chest, it was as if a tap had been opened and the blood spurted out on top of him.
Baba maye 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 bakhala ke bakhala umuntu eselele phansi enqwele igazi watsuka wabaleka njengonogwaqa.
And people cried out, and then he saw as he lay down there that he had to run for his life.
Waqonda ekhaya.
He went home. When he arrived there, he got his brother busy reading the Bible, busy praying. And he screamed and shouted, brother, please help me. Please help me. The police are on my heel. I've killed somebody. And the police, because they were busy patrolling, they heard the noise, so they went there and they were after him.
Umfowabo wagxuma wabheka phezulu, wakhumula ipantshi lakhe, khumula ihembe, khumula ibhulukwe, icathulo. Wathi mfowethu, khumula zakho, khumula konke, konke, konke.
Immediately, his brother jumped up. He took off his clothing. He said, you take off your clothing and let me wash you. Let me wash that blood from you.
What is cooking in Gubosami?
Put on my clothing. Said, I'll put on your clothing. They put on that shirt, stained and filled with blood, and the same with the trousers. And then he took some of that blood that was still wet and he spit it on his face and his hands.
What him for it? Puma ngepekto. Baleka! Yana kwelinyizwe.
And he said to his brother, now you go out the back door and run for your life. Go to another country.
Tati pipe lake tate gong wakbega. Washalenzini embetingo ingubo zomfowabo ezigcwele igazi.
So he put his Bible away and then he sat there dressed in this clothing stained with blood of his brother.
Tatanga skathi ngoko vulwe emnyango ngene nangu uwe obulele nomuntu uyathula.
And it wasn't long, the police came bashing at the door. They opened it up, they bashed inside, and they said, oh, there he is, take hold of him.
He's a Jew. But was I when I was giving? Now the moon, but we scat sent
and they beat him up and they put handcuffs on him and they said, come along with us. Were you guilty or did you kill that person? And he was quiet. And they asked him, why did you kill him? He was just quiet. Just like a lamb is silent before its shearers. He entered into jail. And his case was tried. He didn't say anything. And the judge said, well, the evidence is clear. He had clothing on stained with blood. He was filled with blood on his face. He even had the instrument of the murder.
What
the knife. So he... So he will be
hanged
by his neck till he's dead. And so he was executed, innocent, but taking the crime of his brother upon himself. He carried the crime of his brother, his brother's guilt. After a number of years, his brother came back. He wanted to come and visit his brother and find out from him how things went.
And
when he came back, he said, no, your brother is long dead. The house has even been sold. Your brother was found guilty of murder and he was executed.
And
he held his head, he shouted, he said, no, I'm the guilty one. My brother died as an innocent man. And he even ran to the police and said, well, you executed an innocent person. I was the guilty one. But they said, well, he was before the judges and he was silent and he was found guilty. He said, I want to see the judge who condemned him to death.
What judge?
So he saw the judge and he said, please, I am the guilty person. I need to be executed. Won't you try my case and find me guilty because I murdered that person. My brother was innocent. I need to die. Because now I'm guilty of two people's death. I killed that person, murdered that person, and I killed my own brother.
The
judge said, no, that case is over. It's closed. Somebody was found guilty. The guilt was paid for with his death. And now there's no guilt anymore.
But I'm for it too. Wafa, it's couldn't sami.
He said, oh, my brother, you died in my stead.
What is ipi impahla zomfowethu? Ziliphi ibhayibheli lakhe ngiyalifuna ngoba kusukela namhlanje impilo abeyiphila yena isizophilwa mina impilo yami yokona pelile yafa nomfowethu.
He said, "Why? Where are my brother's possessions? I want it. Where is the Bible which he used? It will now be mine. From now on, I will live the life that my brother lived. Gone is my life of sin forever. I now live like he did."
Kwaba ukuphenduka kwakhe. Umfowabo wafa ngenxa yakhe. UJesu wafa ngenxa yakho. Wagqoka ezakho. Wavala umlomo. Wavala umlomo. Wazo wathi qedile. Ukuba usinde. Wena uzoqhubeka nezono zakho. Udli izono zakho. Noma uyasho ukuthi njengokuba yena wafa sengizophila impilo yakhe. Impilo yakhe, indlela yakhe sekuzoba indlela yami. IBhayibhele lakhe sekuyibhayibhele lami.
He said that from now on I will live like he did, and he repented just because his brother died for him, but Jesus died for you. Are you going to say like him, "I will now live the life that Jesus lived. God is my life of sin. Let the Bible of Jesus be my Bible. Let his life be mine."
In Ephesians 4 verse 22.
In Ephesians 4 verse 22.
Ukuba nikhumule umuntu omdala ongowenkambo yokuqala owonakala ngezinkanuko zenkohliso.
To put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
Number two, umuntu omusha.
And to put on the new man.
Ekulungeni nasekungcweleni.
In righteousness and holiness.
Lahlana manga, nikhulume iqiniso. Ulaka, lingashoni ilanga nithukuthele. Kusho ukuthi sesophila impilo kaJesu.
Put off
falsehood.
And speak truthfully. And don't let the sun go down on your anger. That we now live the life that Jesus lived. Because he died in our place.
UJesu owasokwa eyingane. Sengiyakulelo vesi ke Kolose. Kwabase Kolose. Isahluko soqala. Ivesi.
Now, I go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
Ukuze niqonde ukuthi uJesu ngubani.
That you can understand who Jesus is.
Siqale kuverse 16.
From verse 16.
Ngokuba kwadalelwa kuyo konke okusezulwini nasemhlabeni, okubonwayo nokungena kubonwa. Nokuba kwizihlalo zobukhosi, nokuba kuyimibuso, nokuba kuyizikhulu, nokuba kuyiziphathamandla, konke kwadalwa ngaye, kwadalelwa yona.
For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
Yona ingaphambi kwakho konke.
He is the head, or he is before all things.
Nezinto zonke zimi ngayo.
And in him all things hold together.
Yona inhloko yomzimba ngisho ibandla engokuqala izibulo kwabafileyo ukuze yona ibe ngokuqala ezintweni zonke.
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
Lengane eyasokwayo ingaphambi kwakho konke.
This child who was circumcised is before all things.
Konke kwadalwayo kwadalwa ngayo.
Everything that was created by him and for him.
Kwadalelwa yena.
It was created for him.
Ingaphambi kwezinto zonke yona inhloko yomzimba.
He is the head of the body.
Inkulu lengane.
Great is this child.
Ifike yazithwesa ngezono zonke zabantu, ngezono zakho ukuze isokwe. Ithi ngisoni useqhoka izingubo zomfowabo.
He came
as Nikas,
and he took upon himself the sin of all of mankind. By him being circumcised, he identified himself with us. He then, so to say, took upon himself or clothed himself with the clothing of his brother stained with blood.
Ingenozi yabonakala kuMaria engakakhulelwa. Wathi, hey wena, ntombi, uyokhulelwa. Futhi uma ukhulelwe, uzomqama ngokuthi uJoshua, Jesu, ngoba uyena oyakusindisa abantu ezonweni zabo. Yena ubalethela insindiso.
The angel appeared to Mary and announcing to her that you will be with child and you should call him Jesus, Joshua, for he will save his people from their sin.
His name is Savior. He brings us salvation. Waqale safika nje wasokwa ngokusokwa kwakhe lo mzimba wenyama osihluphayo. Sithi we mina muntu osiza ubani oyokukhulula kulo mzimba wokufa emini nasebusuku uhlushwa lezimpethu leli phunga lokhu kufa. UJesu ke eseyingane wayesechitha igazi ukuba uhlukaniswe nalo mzimba wokufa.
Just after Jesus' birth, he then submitted himself to this law. He was under the law. His blood was shed so that this body of sin, this sinful nature, might be done away with. This body of death that is tied to you with its stench, with its maggots, devouring you, destroying you, he has come even as a small child to take that away.
La manga, kumul, lashe, koga, ezak.
This clothing of yours, this jacket of yours, of immorality, of lies, of anger, take it off, undress yourself, and put on his clothing.
Wasokwa uJesu, ngokusokwa kwakhe, asuse umzimba wesono.
Jesus was circumcised, and through his circumcision, he did away with that sinful nature. What a great mystery.
Uzokhumula ushizona noma uzophuzana uzophuma naso noma ukufaka izintsha phezu kwendala awuyisilima ke ayisihoko singesakho awunakusizwa umuntu ke yana ke esihogweni uma ufuna ukuya esihogweni.
Jesus took your place, he took our place, he took your sin upon himself. Now are you going to go into 2008 still with your old life? Are you going to put on this new garment on top of the old garment? Well, what a fool you are. You're only fit for hell if you do that.
UJesu wasokwa ngenxa yomuntu omnyama, noma emnyama buqe. No unoma uhlushwe inkanuko. Kube isizwe esifayo ngengculazi. Baze basho into ebuhlungu bathi asikho isizwe esifayo njengesifwe sifo sakwaZulu. Kodwa uJesu wasokwa ngenxa yaso. UJesu wasokwa ngenxa yakho ukuba lezinkanuko zonyama zisuswe khululeke.
Jesus was circumcised for you that this sinful nature, these carnal desires might be taken away, that you might be set free from that.
Amanga ukweba ngakhuluma ngeAfrika ngathi hawu eAfrika liqalekiswa ukweba. Niboneleke ukuthi angiqambanga amanga. Qalekisiwe isizwe sebayo siwudothi.
Lies and stealing, and cursed is the nation that is a nation of stealing and thieves.
nomkhwenyana wami wafakaza wathi nami bengeba kodwa ngiyabonga ukuba kule minyaka eshumi wakhumula le ngubo namhla ngimbone ekuokunye kunokuba ebe uyasebenza ukuze abe nakho abanike nabanye.
My son-in-law last night testified how he stole as a teenager, but he took off that garment, and for 10 years now, he's free from that. And instead of him stealing now, he rather works with his own hands to have something to give to others.
Ukuba benakho akudlayo yena anike neisebenzi zakhe.
That's what the Bible says. Let the one who stole steal no longer. Let him rather work and have something to give to others as well. And that's what Paul did. He even, apart from preaching the gospel, worked with his own hands making tents.
That he had enough and that he could help his co-workers. Is that clear?
Do you grasp this matter now?
Ukuthi umuntu umzimba wakufa okuwe okubulalayo ukhunyulwe.
Do you understand the significance of the circumcision of Jesus now? That it is so that that body of death tied to you, that you might be delivered from it.